My Dad's Kilt Went to China, Episode 4. You could eat your dinner off it. Tianjin is one of the four municipalities in China, and the name means the place where the emperor crossed the river. It faces the Bohai Sea, and it's the one-time imperial port, and it serves as Beijing's gateway to the sea. So there's no big surprise that the Tianjin cuisine focuses heavily on seafood. And for that 11-course meal I mentioned in the last podcast, the food was all delicious. I couldn't name much of it, and every single course was superbly presented. As a footnote, when I came back from my whole China trip, I discovered I'd lost weight. I'd never been hungry, and the hospitality was always perfect, but I'd somehow lost weight. So I'm thinking that the food must actually be quite healthy. Under the guidance of my colleague, Mr. Simon Paulson from Denmark, we headed for the metro to see if we could spend a few hours in the centre of Tianjin City. Now, the metros are not signified by a big blue sign with an M on them, so it took a little bit of acclimatisation before we realised what the sign was. Tianjin's metro system is the second in China after Beijing, and it is very efficient, very clean, and they're still building it and still extending it. The stations are very shiny and very clean, and for me, with my flat-soled shoes, very slippery. I nearly came a cropper a couple of times when we were moving quickly from platform to platform. Once we'd worked out how to work the ticket machines and accidentally get one of our tickets paid for us by a lady who we saw had left money in the machine, so we pursued her and gave the money back, and she came back immediately and bought one of our tickets, which was unexpected and extremely kind. The cost of the tickets are between 2 and 5 yuan, which is about 20 or 50 pence. The signs are very, very clear, so it's very difficult to get on the wrong train. As I said, the metro system is very clean, very efficient, very cheap, and as usual when I travel, I usually come back and think of things that I wish were at home, and our metro system could do with some improvement. At the entrance to all the stations I went to, there was a big security presence, which really meant you had to walk through scanners and have your baggage x-rayed. There was an official standing who would point to your bag to remind you to put it on the conveyor, but I also noticed that people were just walking past him and he wasn't challenging them. There were also metal detector wands, and despite all of the x-raying and wanding of people and lots of bleeping and alarms and things, nobody ever got stopped and nobody had their bags opened. Tianjin has just installed video surveillance in 23 of its stations. So security is a clearly uppermost or a clearly high priority. However, the fact that people seemed to wander through or nothing happened when something bleeped was a bit odd. We exited the metro into the city. And the city is made up of a collection of very Western-looking malls and shops. The malls are huge, they've got most of the Western brands, and it's a bit disappointing for me to see that they're going for the very, very expensive brand names on a t-shirt or brand names on a jumper approach that we have in the West. I guess all cultures have to go through this process, but it was a bit disappointing and nothing was very cheap, all the prices were very, very high. Binjiang Dao Business Street and the Heppinglu Business Street are the most busy and prosperous shopping centres in Tianjin, and most of the top malls or department stores can be found on those two streets. After stopping in a Starbucks, which was exactly like Starbucks back home, except, make a note of this folks, it was Christmas time and they did not have the eggnog latte, which I've never had but just sounds repulsive. We then wandered around some of the shops. We found quite a few fake Apple stores, which was quite interesting, and also a genuine Apple store. And we found the Old Culture Street. The Old Culture Street is being constructed in the old style, and in that street you can buy everything from paintings, paper kites, papercraft, and chopsticks. Bargaining's the norm. For me, bargaining for anything takes a bit of getting used to, and I really didn't buy much, I didn't have much time, but haggling away seemed to be the way to do it. In terms of culture, Tianjin is one of the home bases of the Beijing Opera, which is one of the most prestigious types of Chinese opera, and it's also famous for its stand-up comedy and comedians. Stand-up comedy is a hugely popular form of Chinese entertainment. Join me next time for Episode 5, Superman. My Dad's Kilt Went to China is written and presented by Ken Gordon and is a Psychics Gone production.